Oh, you don't quit cussing.
We did quit. We quit cussing because it's a
family-oriented show.
It's, it's Disney Radio, Disney podcasting and stuff.
Speaking of that, thanks for the brownies and the cookies, Randy.
And thank you for the cucumber.
Oh, no problem.
Cucumbers with mayonnaise.
Are you going to go ahead and do the intro? Oh, my God.
It's time for the Flea Show with Randy and Ken. This week, featuring the Boy Scout.
It's a booming voice,
and you don't know my goddamn name.
Always nice to have a trailer park hero.
It is. I am.
Trailer park hero.
Two trailer park girls running outside.
Taking it on the inside.
Yes.
Oh. Boy.
All right, welcome to the Flea Show. I'm Randy.
I am Ken.
And he is...
I am Eric.
And we're so glad that Eric could join us. He doesn't have any friends, so we thought, you know, he felt bad, so we thought we'd have him join us.
I was getting tired of getting beat up in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. And sorry about that anyway.
That's all right, Ken.
My kids are ruffians.
Yeah, I know.
And beat off in the parking lot.
You can for Jake's.
Oh, man. So what's been going on? What's new?
Masturbation is always new, and it's always exciting.
Yeah, it is. Did you celebrate the 4th of July?
Did celebrate by going
alone?
By spanking it.
Yes.
The rocket's red
into
glare.
Into the bottle rocket tube.
The rocket's red glare. I love that. So what's going on, Ken? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Had some burnt hot dogs yesterday.
Good. Good man.
And then I had some stuff off the grill as well.
And, hey, that Kobayashi bastard got beat.
He did.
He puked, too. He puked.
Oh, the hot dog
guy? Yeah. He
apparently
puked.
He had a broken jaw. That's his excuse.
He had a wisdom tooth yanked.
Oh, did he?
Well, that's what ESPN says. He had a wisdom tooth yanked.
Now, when did this...
That wasn't all that he yanked, but a wisdom tooth is his reason.
When did hot dog eating become an ESPN event?
I don't know. But
when there was only two baseball games being played yesterday, that was probably why it was all
over ESPN. Have you seen those guys? Have you seen those guys eat those damn things?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't care.
They're like 120 pounds.
Well, apparently, the gag reflex is a muscle, and they learn to control that. So they swallow that hot dog whole. And the whole time I'm thinking, God, I wish you had a sister.
or a case of beer.
you actually sound like you're the type of guy, if you saw this hot dog guy broke down on the highway,
I'd pick him up.
Oh my God.
I'd pick
You'd
him
be
up.
All over that, wouldn't you?
I'd pick him up.
I'd make him wear a dress though.
put some relish on this.
Look at him and go, "So you ever, you know,
can you really eat 66 hot dogs in 12 minutes?"
World record, by the way.
Yeah,
66
broke his own
wieners.
Record.
Yeah.
It was 59 and a half wieners. Why would you only eat half a wiener?
I know Paris Hilton pretty upset that her record was broken.
I'm sure that's right.
Oh, man. Is she working yet, Sluts R Us?
Not yet.
No?
Check that out at slutsrus.com, I would assume.
I bet you there is such a thing.
Oh, you bet.
Oh, you've been there.
Yeah. I've searched there and put up a profile.
It's been several years, but my wife and I did that one Friday evening just for fun.
Looking up
we just start typing
stuff
in.
Like that?
Just, you know, leave the www dot and just type in any random word, and 99% of the time it's a porn site.
Really?
Oh yeah.
And we did that with 800 numbers too. You call up 1-800 eat shit, 1-800 suck me, and anything you can type in, it's almost always a sex line.
Now they know how to party.
I'm telling you.
Next time I go to that party, I'm not just bringing some pasta salad with me.
That's right. That's right.
No more Yahtzee for you guys.
That's right. That's
they
right.
Yank other things.
Somebody got killed playing Yahtzee recently.
Where at?
I don't know. Somebody shot somebody during a Yahtzee game.
Cincinnati Bengals training camp.
Oh, it must have been.
Tank Johnson was not there. Oh, man.
So Yahtzee is a violent game.
It can be.
I guess I
don't know. I don't like playing Yahtzee. I never liked it in my life. I used to play it just to entertain my mom.
There you go.
But other than that,
I'm more of a Monopoly guy.
Are you?
I just like
Pixie sticks.
Well, yeah, that
do
too.
Do you cheat?
Oh, of course. I always steal pink 20s. Or 50s, whatever the hell the pink one was.
Right.
You have to cheat no matter what game you're playing.
I've gotten to a point where I don't like playing games anymore.
Really?
Just because you don't know how to cheat
well. I like playing NASCAR games on our program, computer.
There you go.
That's fun.
Yeah. I like to play the game where you put things in people's drinks and see how long it takes them to throw up.
Nice.
That is always good. Always good.
How's that working out for you?
Funny. Very funny.
That happened to me one time.
Is there a website for that?
My coffee pot.
Putting stuff in people's drinks.
I wake up in the morning. We had some friends come to visit us for the weekend.
First thing I do in the morning is put a condom on.
I do too, just for fun.
With the first cup of coffee.
That's right. I go in, by God, 8 o'clock in the morning, there's already friggin' coffee made. I go in, pour myself a cup, thinking, man, this is great. You know, we got guests for the weekend. They got up early. They made coffee. I go in, I pour myself a cup. I take a drink of it and spit that shit all over the house.
Why?
Because they had taken the coffee, put it in, and they dropped in a few pickles.
Oh, nice.
You know, some nice things like tasty. That into the coffee basket. So, you know, when you brew tasty. It. Oh, and nothing better than coffee with pickle juice.
This is an absolute true story. This happened about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. I went to see my grandmother. My grandmother is 94, and all she does is laugh and have a good time.
Uh-huh.
She cares about nothing. Anyway, went to see my grandmother and me and my brother, and she had coffee in the coffee pot. Well, she had the coffee pot going. And my brother says, what are you doing? What are you making over here? And she said, coffee. So he pulled the strainer out there where you put the coffee and the filter in. She put the filter in with a can of, she didn't put the filter in. She put a slice of bread with a can of fruit cocktail.
Nice. Damn right. I don't drink coffee just because if I'm putting something in my body that's black, it ain't going to be coffee.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to...
Okay, I just wanted to pass that along. That was my 4th of July celebration.
That was a GFY right there.
That was a GFY. We got to do that one of these days because that one was pretty wimpy, but I can burp with the best of them. We're going to have to do that. We're going to have to have
a contest.
I hear
you can do a lot of things with the best
of them.
Well,
we're not going to talk about that this episode.
Yeah.
Of
not in this 4th of July family-orientated show.
That's true.
Since I'm back, since I'm in here for the first time, I gotta know you. I know you went and edited my intro and all that. What happened to the word dick? It was flea dick news. Now it's the flea show.
If you want me to know the God's honest truth, there were people emailing me say they listened to the podcast, but they wouldn't put us as friends on MySpace or on their podcast site because somebody could see it. And
they're wrong.
It was just
for the record.
Originally, we were
going
to change it from the Flea Dick Show to the Flea Penis Show.
That's what I, yeah.
And
then it
just went the Flea Show.
Yeah, well, they're wrong.
They are.
I just want to, for the record.
And the whole thing is because we're fleas, because we jump around, bounce around from here to there. Because we could actually talk about anything.
And they don't know how much work I had to put into saying,
I know.
It's time for Flea Dick News.
It was.
See?
We had to hire
that's difficult.
We had to hire two fluffers just to keep them motivated to get them going.
Yeah, and how difficult it was for you to edit out the word dick.
Yeah.
I didn't edit it. I had you do a new one.
Well, I know. So twice.
You're
you're too lazy to edit it.
It's just pissing me off right
You're
now.
Too lazy to edit it. I had to redo it.
You call Son somebody else next time your car breaks down.
Son of a bitch.
And you call someone else the next time you want a spoon. I've had enough of this relationship.
That's right.
This is no longer a relationship. This is a relationship.
Fork you.
Okay, I'm going on vacation, so I won't be around next week. You guys do what you want
to
do.
We'll do the flea show. We're going to change it back to Flea Dick News while you're gone.
I don't care.
Next week, tea bags for everybody.
Tea bags are us.
Tea bags for everybody.
Tea bags are us.
We hand those out at the parade.
I always like how, you always have that drunk friend that always takes pictures when you fall asleep.
Like him?
Well, I would assume so. But,
am I the drunk friend or the guy that takes pictures?
Well, the guy that takes
you're
pictures.
You're drunk now?
Yeah. I'm drunk now, but that's besides. I'm always drunk.
But there's always that one guy that's like, yeah, I took a picture when I teabagged one of my friends. And my reaction is, who's the real victim there? The guy getting teabagged or the guy that's like, yeah, I teabagged a dude. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know if you want to show people that.
All right, that's the Flea Show for this week. Thanks for tuning in, checking us out. Catch you. You can call me if you want.
Yeah, we'll
don't
do that.
Be afraid.
Well, let's call Randy while he's on vacation.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
Let's do it.
Where exactly are you going, Randy, on vacation?
On a wave runner on a lake.
Nice.
Yes.
Onomatopoeia?
Yes, Dad. Pabst Blue Ribbon Girls.
Nice.
Hey, sweet,
it's always the best.
Brother, sweet.
All right, you take care of the trailer park, Ken. I'll see you later. This is Randy.
This is Ken.
It's Eric.
Fleas, fleas out and fleas whatever.
Fleas to you.
Flea dick.
He's obsessed with that word.
You're like a total homo.
Isn't that the whole purpose of being a webcast instead of conventional radio? You can say dick if you want to, and it doesn't have to be a man's name.
You don't understand a lot of stuff, do you?
Flea Richard. Change it. There you go. Flea Richard News.
Free cranium. Flea cranium. No, that won't work. How about now? This is probably already a dumbass show too.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure there is.
I think that's. Well, I won't even say it.
Go ahead.
That's in this building on Saturdays.